This is Power 89.1, and we have guests in the, well, they're not in the house, but they're on the phone, and they're from the Lorain City Schools, and they're going to be telling us all about the art shows that, did we lose them? Go ahead, caller.
This is Jacqueline Murdoch.
Hello, Jacqueline. This is Power 89.1, and we know that you're on the line to tell us about what's coming up with the art show.
Yes, I am. We are very excited to bring back the All City Art Show in person this year due to COVID restrictions for the past 2 years. We weren't able to have it in person, and it will be at the Transportation Building down at the Black River this Thursday, April 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to have more than 300 works of student artwork on display. There will be a silent auction where people, if they would like to bid on student artwork, they can purchase the student artwork directly from the student and their parents. There will be a Principal Choice Award where each principal has selected one work of art that they find to be exemplary from representing their school. Those students will receive special recognition with a ribbon, Prismacolor colored pencils, and sketchbooks. We're also going to have something new this year where each one of the schools selected an artist to create pinwheels inspired by that artist. So as you enter the Transportation Building in the grassy area in front of it, there will be over 400 pinwheels inspired by various artists from students of different schools. There will be a artistic scavenger hunt associated with that anybody can find five of the artists and fill out a small form. There is a hand-painted chair from Ms. Kubicki at Southview that is part of the prize, or a desk that I painted as another one of the prizes. So there's going to be a lot going on there.
Yes, it sounds like it. Now, how is this possible and why now?
How is it possible and why now? Lorain City Schools has always had all city art shows. Mm-hmm. I have been an art teacher for 32 years. Sometimes they were at Charleston in the auditorium. Sometimes they're at the Lorain Public Library. Sometimes they were even down on Broadway at the Lorain Arts Council. In 2017, Brian Corey and I thought it would be a good idea to move it to the Transportation Building where the students could now have an elevated experience to showcase their art.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you said that the pinwheels are going to be, the kids can take them home, right?
Yes, there will be 500 small pinwheels that will be distributed at the art show for students to take home, in addition to the 400 that are going to be displayed that are already created. Okay. So each child that comes to the art show, we have 500 pinwheels that they can take home and create their own.
Oh, wow. This sounds like it's going to be an exciting event for the kids. So are there names on the pieces of art that they've made?
Yes, there will be names, and there's also going to be QR codes on over 100 works of art. And I tried this in 2017 at the Transportation Building because the QR codes actually are written responses that the students write about what inspired them for their artwork, what difficulties they had creating the work of art. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, people weren't too familiar with QR codes. So we did a lot of teaching and assisting to the people that came to the art show that year. But now after the pandemic, where everybody's, you know, used QR codes for menus and everything else, it's going to be easy for people to take their phone and use their camera and read actually what the student wrote about what inspired them, what they thought was good about their work of art, what their challenges were, so that the person is viewing the work of art can actually get more of an insight as to what motivated the student on their particular work of art.
So what were their students told to use as their inspiration?
Well, I can't speak for the other You know, every single school has different criteria and different things that they use for inspiration. I can tell you from my school, one of the things that my students use for inspiration, there's going to be a collaborative effort that's going to be displayed. It's a book by Faith Ringgold, The True Story of How the People Became Colorblind. She has it up on her website that students can illustrate it. And there will be 28 pages in a big, huge installation from the students of Longfellow that reflect their illustration from those words of Faith Ringgold for each page.
I see. And, okay, tell me, how is the silent auction? How does that work?
So there will be a table with Lorraine volunteers sitting at it. And there's a clipboard for each school. And if there's a work of art that someone would be interested in bidding on, they will put their name down. They will put their email address down. They will put the student's name down of the work that they are interested in and their bid. Each one of the art teachers will email the information to the student's parent so that the parent can communicate with the person that's willing or interested in buying it.
Okay, so they will be allowed to purchase it right then and there.
Well, no, they won't be purchasing it right then and there. What we will be getting is the information from the person that's interested in purchasing it, and then share that information with the parent of the student. Then the transaction will be between the parent and the person interested in it, and the money will go directly to the student.
Oh, awesome. That is really awesome. The Lorraine City Schools are doing a lot of good stuff this year.
Yes, they are. They are. And there's also going to be, I don't know if you've seen, like in different cities where they have angel wings and people take photographs of themselves in front of the angel wings.
Okay.
We have two sets of butterfly wings that were designed and created by a student at Longfellow, one larger one for larger kids and one smaller one for the elementary kids so that they can hold up their certificates that they got from being in the art show and share their pride of their artwork with the community.
That is really a good thing. And this is going to be happening at the Black River Landing.
Yes.
On Thursday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Okay. We encourage parents and the city to come out and support what the schools are doing and what these young people are doing and how they're expressing themselves in the community. So I'm praying that you will come out and support them. Do we still have Ross May on the phone? Is he still here? Okay. Well, I guess he'll be calling back, or I have him on hold. Can't get him out on here. Okay, well, he'll call back and say the things that he wanted to add. In your conclusion, what would you say to them, Ms. Burdock?
I would say to everyone in the city of Lorraine, we have so many talented kids. And as we're expanding the fine arts again, like it was when I grew up in Lorraine, there's going to be so many wonderful opportunities for our kids moving forward to have really amazing experiences. And please come to the All City Art Show. These kids are so talented, and you're going to love everything that you see.
Okay. And we thank you so much, and we enjoy talking to you and the information that you are giving. Thank you so much. All righty. Thank you. We have Ross May. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Okay. Did you get to hear Ms. Murdoch?
You know what? I can barely hear you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All righty. Can you hear me now?
A little better. Yep.
Okay. You can go ahead. Ms. Murdoch has finished her part.
All right. So you just want me to introduce myself?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ross May, Assistant Superintendent for Lorraine City Schools.
Okay, and she was telling us all about the great event that is happening down at the Black River Landing this weekend, and how we want the people to come out and encourage these students. So you can tell
really,
us. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, we're really, really excited about it. Yeah, the All City Art Show, it's great to have it back after a couple of years, with obvious precautions for COVID that we didn't have it, but it's great to have it back, and we're so excited to have our students here, and we're going to have over 300 students showing off their artwork, And I'm sure Ms. Murdoch talked about how, you know, for the first time ever, our students are able to sell their artwork. So we're really excited about that, too. And the proceeds go right directly to the students. We as a school district don't get any of that, just right to the directly to the students. So, yeah, really excited about that.
Yeah, that is awesome. And, you know, and it encourages them to show off what they have done to the county, to Lorain County. And we want the people to come out and see what they're doing and what, you know, they're expressing themselves in their own way.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and art, you know, we have a really, I think, strong and hopefully we're going to help to make it even stronger, you know, art community in Lorain. And this art show is just really important for that and for our students to really be a part of that larger arts community. We're really excited about it.
Well, we are too. You're getting us excited and hopefully our audience as well. So, and the parents, like I said, the parents, the community need to come out and see what they're doing and support what they're doing and purchase their art.
Yeah, no, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, no, if you see something that you really like, we encourage you to put in a bid to purchase it.
Okay, in closing, what are your final words?
Well, I think just if we could just mention as well, we're really excited about the art show coming up, but also about the larger expansion of the arts that we're doing as a whole. And when we took a really good hard look at what, you know, Lorain City Schools offers and what we didn't offer, we recognized that the arts are just a huge opportunity for us, for our students, for our families, for our community at large. And so we're really excited about expanding visual art. And so the All City Art Show is a great example of the talents our students have. But we also know that our students need to be able to take visual art farther. And so in the high school, starting next school year, for visual art, we'll be offering many more courses. So we'll be offering ceramics at like an introductory level and then kind of an intermediate and an advanced level, and painting and drawing, again, at an intro, an intermediate and an advanced level. We'll be offering design. We'll be offering digital art for the first time ever. So we're really excited about those offerings. And then also, our students in all of our middle schools will be able to take visual art now in 6th, 7th, and 8th grades, which will be a new adjustment for us. So we're really excited about that. And Ms. Murdoch, who was on earlier, has been one of our really important leaders in that team to expand our overall arts offerings. But then we're also going to really beef up our music offerings. So at elementary school, we're going to really emphasize instruments, and we'll be emphasizing percussion all throughout. And then our students next year will start learning how to play the recorder in third grade. We're going to have our students learning how to play ukuleles in fourth grade, which would be really important for, again, to continue reading, learning how to read music and an introduction to string instruments. And then we're going to start teaching keyboarding in fifth grade, so that when students leave our elementary schools, we want them to be able to read music.
Right.
In middle school, we'll offer choir. For the first time in a number of years at all of our middle schools next year. So that's really exciting. We are going to have a dance program starting next school year, again, from elementary, middle school, all the way through into high school. And it's been a long time since we had dance. So we're really excited to bring dance back. And when we did surveys of our families and our students, dance was top of the list for many of our families and our students. So we're very, very excited to be bringing dance back next year as well.
Right. Those are a lot of new, exciting programs. Wow.
Yeah.
For the kids.
Yeah, no, we've got a great team that's been working really hard on it, and we know our students are just going to absolutely love our arts expansion.
Right, because, you know, the kids need something extra now, you know, and that'll encourage them to try harder to learn something that's going to help them later on in life.
You know, it's a great point. We asked our students, so are you more excited to come to school on the day that you have, you know, an arts class? Overwhelmingly, they said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we know our students really appreciate, you know, experiencing the arts. And it's our job then to make sure that they have as rich of an arts experience as possible. And you're right. Our students, they need to be able to express themselves. They need to be able to engage in, you know, really meaningful creative opportunities connected to the arts. And so we're excited about how we're going to be able to expand those offerings for next year.
Yes, and like you said, I'm sure that they're excited. Parents are excited, you know, because they're going to have something else to look forward to, you know, and the kids.
And
you're right.
Absolutely. And, you know, and we want to also encourage, you know, families that have, you know, chosen to go somewhere else. come on back. We heard from many of our families and over the last couple of years that they really, you know, they like to stay in Lorraine, but they left because, you know, maybe they were able to get a little more music or a little more visual art, you know, at another school. So come on back, try us out again. We're going to have really outstanding comprehensive arts offerings from, again, as soon as our students walk in elementary school all the way through into the high school, and our advanced offerings at the high school will set our students up really well for those that want to pursue art as a career or in a college.
Those are awesome programs that you have just said. I remember when, well, it was a while back when I was in elementary school, but, you know, we used to have the flutes and all that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and that was exciting. So it was exciting then, you know, so I know bringing that back.
Absolutely. Our students told us that they, when we surveyed them, they want to start learning instruments in elementary school. So we need to figure that out. And so where we came up with, when we looked at the research, we met with a number of different school districts. You know, again, matched that up with what our survey results were. You know, it made sense for us then to have instruments, really, again, starting in preschool with percussion, but then, you know, getting that recorder in third grade, ukuleles in fourth grade, keyboards in fifth grade. So our students are set up really, really well to go into middle school. And in middle school, our students told us they, again, really want to play instruments. So instead of starting with that in middle school, our students will have 3 years of instrument practice under their belts coming out of elementary school, which we can't wait to get that going.
That's awesome. Lorain County is going to be, you know, putting out a lot of great musicians, you know, and they can come back and say, this is where I started.
Absolutely, and not just musicians. We want dancers. We want visual artists. We want, you know, arts as a whole. We want singers. We're, you know, going to offer choir in middle school again for the first time in a number of years. We've got a drama, you know, program already that we want to maintain and then begin to expand that as well. So yeah, not just musicians, but any area of arts, we want to be able to make sure our students have great opportunities there.
Yeah, I know they just had a production with Annie last weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, so
yeah, very successful production. Yeah, we had just a great reviews from those that came and saw the show, and it just gets us excited about for what's to come.
And what's to come sounds great. And we're so glad that, you know, you have the fine people you do working on these programs and yourself to make the Lorain schools better and more exciting.
Yeah, thank you. No, we have a great team, and Ms. Murdoch, who was on earlier, has been a huge leader for that. Brian Corey, who's been our athletic director, but also has been really the flag bearer for the arts for a lot of years, has been hugely important in kind of mapping out with Ms. Murdoch, and then Tim Civic, who's been our high school band director and kind of the head of the music department for a number of years. Really just mapping out our whole process and their dedication to it, and then the team of teachers and principals that we've had working on this for the last year. Can't say enough about how great they are and the importance of the work, the seriousness that they took it, and just how exciting the offerings are going to be for our students starting this fall.
That's great. That is great. We're so glad that you called to share this information and to our listeners, which are parents as well, and some students, that they will see what is going to be happening in the Lorain City Schools.
I really appreciate the invitation to come on and join you.
All righty. So we thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good rest of the day, good rest of the show.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.